And finally, September is Gospel Music Heritage Month. And to acknowledge the occasion, we brought you a conversation last week with a leading gospel historian and one of today's hottest gospel artists, Brian Courtney Wilson. Today, we thought it would be fitting to share with you some of what Brian is listening to from both the worlds of religious and secular music. It's a segment we call In Your Ear.
Hey, y'all, this is Brian Courtney Wilson, and I'm privileged today to come in and talk about just some of the music that I'm listening to. I love John Mayer's Stop This Train. I think it's one of the most brilliant songs I've ever heard.
No, I'm not colorblind. I know the world is black and white. Try to keep an open mind, but I just can't sleep on this tonight. Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. I know I can't, but honestly, won't someone stop this train?
One of the reasons I like it, I guess, is I admire at his age his ability to kind of get that anxiousness that comes from time continuing to move on and how you can't stop it. Not just from a young man's perspective, but he seemed to capture an old man's perspective too. And I really enjoyed that song for that reason. I think Mary Mary's album, The Sound, was one of the best records I heard in urban music. Not just Christian music, of course, they're an awesome Christian group. In particular, there's a song called Seattle. I was listening to it on the way to the studio today, and just how well written it is and how much depth it has.
But Lord, it's me again, ready for something new. Please rest upon my heart like the morning dew.
Holy Spirit, rain like Seattle, overtake my life like the flood, like California shade. What's that like you? I just want a heart like yours.
Just like a painter has.
One of my all-time favorite vocalists ever is Donny Hathaway, and I think A Song for You is like just beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard.
I love you in a place where there's no space or time. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone, and I was singing this song to you.
To try to describe why would not do it justice. All I can say is it's hauntingly beautiful.
That was Brian Courtney Wilson sharing with us the music that's topping his personal playlist. To hear our earlier conversation with Brian, please check out the Tell Me More program page at npr.org. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
Where there's no space or time. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine.